Three, two, one. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. Congress has been in recess for the month of August. All eyes are now on the upcoming presidential election. Early voting begins in 2 weeks. 2 decades ago, the United States government sought a fresh approach to foreign aid by tying it to good governance and anti-corruption. This vision led to the creation of the Millennial Challenge Corporation. It was established to dispense aid dollars to countries committed to reform and transparency. Since its inception, MCC has invested nearly $17 billion across 47 countries targeting economic growth. But despite the initial ambitions to be a transformative $5 billion a year agency, MCC's current budget is around $900 million annually. Even so, experts agree that the MCC model of selectivity, country partnership, and large grants has proven to be effective. The agency aimed to be distinct from traditional aid models, especially USAID, by emphasizing measurable outcomes and accountability. Its scorecard system, which evaluates countries based on 20 indicators, including corruption, political rights, and civil liberties, determines eligibility for funding. Moving on, global shocks such as the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change have exposed the fragility of our food system, and it's paramount that we transform it for the good of both people and the planet. Year-on-year progress on ending global hunger has reversed and stalled, with an estimated 733 million people going hungry last year, and that's according to a UN report. Nearly a quarter of the global population is moderately or severely food insecure, and over one-third is unable to afford a healthy diet. The major drivers of hunger, conflict, climate change, and economic shocks are occurring more often and at higher intensity. It's all prompting a rethink of the food we eat and how we grow it. The world is increasingly paying attention to the need to protect and invest in diversity, resilience, and sustainability in the food system. This includes a push to expand beyond a focus on a small staple of crops, such as wheat, rice, and maize. It's breathing new life into research aimed at increasing crop diversity and identifying more resilient crop varieties. Moving on, the African continent is grappling with an alarming rise in mpox cases. The World Health Organization has declared the disease a public health emergency of continental security. Ousted Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has a certain duality about her when it comes to development. On one hand, she slashed poverty and made significant gains in health, education, and female empowerment. In fact, the country of 170 million is, or at least was, poised to graduate from the United Nations' least developed countries list by 2026. On the other hand, Hasina viciously cracked down on human rights activities and civil society leaders during her 15-year rule. Now, some of the high-profile names she targeted will lead an interim government appointed when Hasina was forced to resign and flee the country. Microfinance pioneer and Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus was propelled by a student-led movement to serve as interim leader. Next month, we will compare Democratic and Republican Party platforms and candidate positions on issues of concern. So I'll look forward to speaking with you then.